The Beaver Dam High School softball team is getting ready for a sectional final, taking on rival Watertown up in Oshkosh. Trip to the Goodman Diamond on the line. We're going to bring in head coach Abby Schmidt before we talk about the sectional final. Just you've had a chance to absorb what happened in the sectional semifinal, coach. Any more perspective on the big eight-run rally to send your team on in the tournament?
I think it really just came down to the girls realizing they want to keep playing, and they buckled down in the batting order, and they made sure they just scored one run at a time. I mean, they all know that you can't score eight runs by just one player, so it was a team effort.
You know, softball, sometimes momentum at the plate does carry over, right? If a couple of girls get a base hit, then the people behind them, just maybe something sparks into them, and then the ball just seems to find some green.
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, hitting has always been contagious, and that is just one example of how contagious it can be.
And it says a lot about your girls too, doesn't it? Because, you know, they got down 5-1, you're in the sixth. They could have just mailed it in, said, hey, it was a great year, but we're coming up short. But they didn't. They kept grinding. You know, they had what, potentially, I think, 5 outs left in their season when you started the rally, and they got it done.
Yeah, I mean, I have goosebumps just thinking about it. It shows the mental toughness that this group has, and I know that can be one of the biggest factors in what makes the difference between a championship team and the runner-up. So I really think that they focused and they got together as a team, and they knew what they had to do to get the job done.
Well, coach, now you know what you have to do. You have to go to Oshkosh, get a victory to head to the Goodman Diamond, and you said it after the game on Tuesday. It's old rival Watertown. Would you want it to have it any other way?
I wouldn't. I think this is they're a great team, and Matt does a great job coaching them over there. And I think this is a really good game for us. It'll get us prepared for what's to come. I mean, we get past this game, we get to stay. There's going to be no easy teams. I mean, every time I told the girls, the teams are going to get more challenging the more we continue to play. And that's for sure when we get this Watertown team tomorrow.
And you look at Watertown, coach, they're kind of similar to you. They have, you know, they're littered with all conference players. They have a couple of really good pitchers. I mean, you look in the mirror, are these two teams very similar?
They are, and they've played each other a lot, and they know each other. So off the field, I would say that they can get along and they know each other. But on the field, it's really playing for that name on the front of their jersey, and they want to make sure that Beaver Dam gets the recognition that they've been working so hard for.
Coach, you split with the Goslings here this year. You kind of won that game that was split up by the weather, and then I think, you know, they had, I think, 5 unearned runs in the second game to earn the series split. Just what's your perspective on the two games you played against the Goslings so far this year?
I think that first game showed our mental toughness once again. I mean, that weather was miserable. We were playing in the rain, and the field conditions weren't the best. But then once we stopped that game and we came back, we buckled down and we got the runs that we needed to secure the win. The second time around, we weren't at full strength with our team that day, and that showed. But I think we're ready to go, and I think it's much better to go into this game with a split than it almost is with a 2-0 win over them. I know it's really hard to beat a team 3 times. That's what you've heard growing up, and I still think that's the case. So I'm glad it's a 0-0 going into the game, and we'll see what we got.
Coach, this group of seniors got to state as freshmen, but they ended up playing up at Bayport. How big would it be if you can find a way to beat Watertown, big for the program, to get actually and set foot out on the Goodman Diamond in Madison?
I think this has been their goal since we went their freshman year. We kind of got snubbed when we had to go to Green Bay. It was a great experience to go up there, but growing up, when you are thinking of going to state, it's going to UW to play at Goodman Diamond. So the girls are really excited for that, and they want that opportunity. So I'm sure they're going to leave it all out on the field when we get there on Thursday.
Keys to the game if you want to get that victory and head to Madison:
to make sure that we have defense backing up behind our pitchers, and just like last night, we have to score. I mean, I don't want to wait till the bottom of the sixth inning for us to score all those runs, so I think it's more consistency, getting our runners on base and making sure that we're doing our job to move those runners and getting them across the plate. So the girls are understood. We're going to get buckled down in practice, and we're going to make sure that we're ready to go.
Coach Abby Schmidt, I appreciate the time. If people can't make the trip up there, you can watch the game on Daily Dodge TV and hear it on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. They'll throw the first pitch at 5:00. Coach, thanks for the time.